أمير يا أمي الصمد يا أمي يا أمير يا أمي الصمد يا أمي يا أمير يا أمي.
Causes of Iranians' receptivity to Shiism.
ایرانیان هم که دنبال بهانه بودند تا علیه اعراب قیام نمایند، این حزب را به رسمیت شناخته و مذهب رسمی خود قرار دادند. و در یک کلام
سید سلطان الوایزین شیرازی: شیعیسم is a political religion and Persian Zoroastrians accepted it in order to save themselves from Arab domination.
آیا در کتب خودتان نخوانده‌اید که ابوذر و سلمان و مقداد و عمار را با لفظ شیعه می‌خواندند؟ آیا ابوذر و سلمان در شمار اصحاب و به قول شما ستارگان هدایت نیستند؟ آیا
در کتاب‌های You have been unkind in saying that Shiism is a political religion and that Iranian Zoroastrians accepted it in order to save themselves from Arab domination. You have said so in blind conformity to your predecessors. I have already proved that it is an Islamic religion, one which was commended by the Prophet to his followers. In fact, those who, without any sanction from the Prophet, laid the foundation of a Saqifa were themselves politicians and not the followers of the holy family of the Prophet. It is characteristic of Iranians that they look into things. When they are convinced of their truth, they accept them. As they accepted Islam when Iran was conquered by the Arabs. They were not forced to do it. They gave up Zoroastrianism and sincerely embraced Islam. Similarly, when they were convinced by logic and by Ali's invaluable services, they accepted Shiism. Contrary to the assertion of many of your writers, the Iranians did not accept Ali during the caliphate of Harun al-Rashid or Ma'mun al-Rashid. They accepted Ali during the time of the Holy Prophet. Salman Farsi was one of the most sincere followers of Ali. He reached the highest rank of faith. The ulama of both sects have unanimously written that the Prophet said, Salman is from our Ahlul Bayt, that is, he is one of the people of my house. If, according to your own books, we follow him, we are on the straight way. He heard the verses of the Quran and the sayings of the Prophet about Ali and clearly understood that obedience to Ali was obedience to the Prophet and to Allah. Every Iranian, however, who went to Medina and embraced Islam, whether during the time of the Holy Prophet or afterward, obeyed the orders of the Prophet. For this reason, the second caliph became intolerant and imposed several restrictions on Iranians. These hardships and sufferings bred enmity in their hearts. They questioned why the caliph denied them Islamic rights against the injunctions laid down by the Prophet. Apart from these conditions, Iranians were grateful to Ali for his compassion regarding the treatment of Iranian princesses taken prisoner by the Arabs. When the prisoners of Mada'in, Taisfin, were brought to Medina, the second caliph ordered that all the female prisoners be made slaves of the Muslims. Ali forbade this and said that the princesses were exceptions and were to be honored. Two of the prisoners were the daughters of King Yazdgird of Iran and could not be made slaves. The caliph asked what should be done. Ali said that each of them should be allowed to select a husband from the Muslims. Accordingly, Shah Zanan selected Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr, who had been brought up by Ali, while the other princess, Shahbanu, selected Imam Hussein, the Prophet's grandson. Both went to the homes of these men after a lawful wedding. Shah Zanan gave birth to a son, Qasim Faqih, father of Farwa, who was the mother of our sixth imam, Ja'far al-Sadiq. Imam Zain al-Abidin, our fourth imam, was born of Shahbanu. So the establishment of Shiism had no connection with the time of Harun and Ma'mun or with the rule of the Safavid dynasty in Iran, as you said earlier. It was openly propagated 7 centuries before the Safavid kingdom, that is, in the 4th century Hijra, and when the Daylamites were rulers. In 694 after Hijra, the Iranian kingdom was ruled by Ghazan Khan Mughal, whose Islamic name was Mahmud. Since at that time, belief in the Prophet's Ahl-Bayt was commonly expressed, Shiism grew steadily.
چطور می‌فرمایید که ایرانیان پیرو علی ابن ابی طالب هستند؟
Sayyid Sultan al-Waizin, it is strange that although you originally came from the Hejaz, Arabia, and have been living in Iran for a short time, still you support the Iranians and call them the followers of Ali, who was himself obedient to Allah. But Iranian Shias regard Ali as Allah.
باز هم که بدون تحقیق حرف زدید. شما با این حرفتان تمام شیعیان ایرانی را علی پرست می‌خوانید و آنها را مشرک و واجب القتل می‌شمارید. ما علی امیرالمؤمنین علیه السلام را بنده صالح پروردگار و خلیفه منصوب رسول خدا می‌دانیم و از کسانی که آن حضرت را خدا می‌دانند بیزاریم.
I wonder why, without making inquiries, you should accuse all Iranians of regarding Ali as Allah. Your own ulama have made fanatical claims of this sort. They have said that the Shias are the worshippers of Ali, and as such they are infidels. Therefore, murdering them is obligatory. As a result, Muslims of Uzbekistan and Turkestan have recklessly shed the blood of Iranian Muslims. The common people among the Sunnis are often misguided by some of your ulama, and your people consider the Iranians infidels. In the past, your people, the Turkmens, have attacked Iranian caravans near Khorasan, plundered and murdered the people, and said that whoever killed seven Rafidis, Shias, would certainly go to paradise. You should bear in mind that the responsibility of such murders rests squarely on your leaders, who tell ignorant Sunnis that Shias worship Ali.
Ali, ey humay rahmat, تو چه آیتی خدا را که به ما سوار